Chapter 2. Senior Leader Training Responsibilities. This chapter discusses the responsibilities and roles of commanders and senior leaders in training. It explains the influence commanders and senior leaders have in guiding and directing subordinate leaders in the development of proficient, lethal, and combat-ready units. It also discusses how training develops leaders. Overview. Training requires the direct involvement of the unit commander and senior leaders. They are critical to ensuring training is well-planned, resourced, evaluated, and effective. They focus unit training efforts through their leadership, presence, and by providing timely, focused guidance. Ideally, commanders and senior leaders develop and issue training guidance annually before training begins. They do this sequentially from higher unit to lower unit. To ensure subordinate commanders have adequate planning and resourcing time, subordinate commanders incorporate the higher commander's guidance and requirements into their own plans and guidance. Commanders publish training guidance to provide clear and concise instructions. This guidance covers who is trained and why, what is trained, the proficiencies to achieve, and the due date to achieve proficiencies. As a whole, this guidance clarifies the task and purpose of future unit training. Commanders often inherit annual training guidance, ATG, already in motion. Upon taking command, the new commander first assesses the unit's current state of training proficiency. This assessment gauges any potential modifications to already published guidance. In the first 90 days of command, before making any substantive changes to the ATG, the new commander dialogues with subordinate commanders, one or two levels below. These commander-to-commander dialogues are instrumental in guiding the new commander's considerations on refinements to already published ATG. The commander's ATG is based on a comprehensive understanding of the following considerations. Ensure subordinates understand and perform their roles in training. Train one echelon down. Evaluate two echelons down. Resource and protect approved training. Develop subordinates. Train to standard. Top-down, bottom-up approach to training. Commanders first must consider and ensure subordinates understand and perform their roles in training. Through their involvement and presence, senior leaders teach, coach, mentor, and guide subordinates how to fight. Senior leaders are directly involved in the planning, execution, and evaluation of training. The assessment of unit training proficiency is reserved for commanders only. Senior leaders consider that units train one echelon down and evaluate two echelons down. Commanders are responsible for training the next echelon down. For example, a brigade commander has responsibility for training subordinate battalions while evaluating company-level proficiencies. Senior commanders ensure subordinate commanders do the same at their respective echelons. Commanders consider available resources and protect approved training. When senior commanders approve training, that training is resourced and protected from unforeseen and non-essential demands that detract from training. Approved and protected training provides predictable training schedules for junior leaders and soldiers. Commanders and senior leaders develop subordinates as the unit trains. Senior leaders train subordinate leaders to plan carefully, execute aggressively, and evaluate short-term achievements in terms of required long-term proficiency. They personally invest in the development of subordinate leaders through focused, meaningful leader development activities and performance-oriented counseling. The Army of the United States is a standards-based army. Commanders, senior leaders, and NCOs ensure training is conducted to the prescribed standard by ensuring leaders are trained, competent, and certified to train others. Qualified leaders have successfully completed necessary instruction, been mentored, and proven individual competency. Commanders ensure units follow a top-down, bottom-up approach to training. A top-down, bottom-up approach to training is a team effort. Commanders provide top-down guidance in training focus, direction, and resources. From the bottom up, Subordinate leaders provide timely feedback on unit task proficiency, ensure training resources are available when needed, and execute training to standard. This team effort helps maintain training focus, coordination, and synchronization of resources, establishes training priorities, and enables effective communication between command echelons. Leader roles in execution. All leaders are responsible for ensuring their subordinate leaders know and understand their roles in executing effective, performance-oriented training. Commanders and leaders must be present and actively engaged in training. Demonstrate tactical and technical proficiency. Ensure training is conducted to standard, as prescribed by Army doctrine, using standards published in Army TNEOs and applicable publications. Ensure training is led by trained and certified officers and NCOs. Protect training by eliminating distractors. Continuously assess risk and establish and implement risk mitigation and control measures. For ensuring their subordinate leaders know and understand their roles, senior NCOs ensure subordinate leaders are trained and prepared. Training is conducted to standard, not time. Task execution is repeated until the standard is reached. Subordinate leaders use the 8-step training model. Refer to FM70 for details of the 8-step training model. Training as leader development. Implementing training as leader development is critical to mission success. Leader development means building competent and effective leaders prepared to lead units and soldiers. From basic training forward, soldiers gain confidence, competence, and skill expertise when given the opportunity to demonstrate that expertise. Such opportunities occur by training the most junior of soldiers in their individual tasks until they become unqualified experts, and then giving them the opportunity to demonstrate their expertise to their peers. These first leader experiences form the lifelong basis of leadership when a soldier moves to advanced individual training, known as AIT, first unit of assignment, and beyond. This leader development approach helps build team cohesion using peer leadership through an early exposure to Army culture and by demonstrating warfighting proficiency. Training represents the most effective leader development possible. Commanders must invest time and resources in developing effective leader development programs within their units. They treat leader development with the same degree of detailed planning and execution as they would a training event. Unit training provides the framework for leaders to develop their leadership skills and evolve as effective leaders. Training provides significant learning opportunities for junior leaders to make and learn from mistakes and to improve their leadership attributes and competencies. Senior leaders teach, coach, mentor, and guide junior leaders, underwriting their honest mistakes without prejudice. Refer to FM 6-22 for more on developing leaders. Training and leader development are inextricably linked and mutually support each other. Leaders must train their subordinate leaders to train effectively as the unit plans, prepares, executes, evaluates, and assesses training. Short of combat, unit training provides the best and most practical leader development possible. This becomes evident in how leaders perform in combat situations under extreme stress and hardship. The experiences gained and lessons learned as the unit trains form the solid foundation for effectively led teams. Every Army leader has responsibility for the professional development of subordinate leaders. Leader development is a proactive process and is an integral part of training plans, meetings, and briefings. Leaders develop subordinate leaders by establishing leader goals, objectives, and expectations as part of every training event as senior leaders guide junior leaders toward operational and professional success. Developing leaders who can fight and win. Training is the most important leader development practiced. Ensuring leader development planning is incorporated in every unit training event. Training and certifying leaders. Evaluating and assessing leaders as part of the training process. People are the most important Army resource. Providing people with knowledge and skill sets strengthens that resource. Leader development during training must include situations where people perform in roles in which they have not had formal training or institutional education. Leader development is crucial to filling the knowledge gap. This approach can also fill gaps in joint, multi-echelon, and multinational education and training through focused, mentored leader development.